officer down. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A California Highway Patrol officer has been shot during a traffic stop in the Studio City area of Los Angeles. The officer has been rushed to the hospital, reported to be in critical condition. Police say the suspect fled the scene. A potential tragedy involving school-aged children averted in suburban Dallas Monday when police killed a man with a gun who had entered a field house in Duncanville, Texas, and fired at least two shots. 150 children were in the building at the time, attending summer camps.
Assistant Police Chief Matthew Stogner says his officers arrived on scene 2 minutes after the first 911 call and immediately entered the building following active shooter protocol.
Officers arrived on scene, observed him in the gymnasium, confronted him, suspect, and the officers then exchanged fire to where he was put down on the ground.
The suspect was fatally shot during the shootout. According to police, no staff or children were injured.
Reporter Peyton Yeager of Fox 4 in Dallas says police have not yet released the man's identity or a motive. A second public hearing Monday for the House Select January 6th committee.
Former Trump advisor Jason Miller told the committee that a sauced Rudy Giuliani caught the president's ear late on election night.
There are suggestions by, I believe it was Mayor Giuliani, to go and declare victory and say that we'd won it outright.
The committee then played video of President Trump revving up people about election allegations.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
The committee showed depositions from shocked Trump officials as the president fanned the voter fraud flame.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The Hill has published a 12-page response from the former president. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Supreme Court issued 5 new opinions on Monday, but not the highly anticipated ruling in a Mississippi abortion case that a leaked draft opinion suggests could lead to Roe v. Wade being overturned. Protests continue outside the homes of conservative members of the court.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is under increasing pressure to crack down on those who are protesting at the homes of the justices. Federal Code 1507 clearly states that picketing outside the home of a judge with intent to interfere or influence a decision is illegal. But the Biden administration has encouraged protesting outside the homes as long as they remain peaceful. Except even after the alleged assassination attempt against Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the DOJ has yet to bring any charges against any protesters, which has baffled former Attorney General Bill Barr, who said, quoting here, the administration's talking point that it supports the First Amendment is a non-answer.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The House is now scheduled to vote Tuesday on a bill to provide more protection for justices and their families, but it's reported to be substantially different than the version passed by the Senate. In a case that may have been life imitating art, an author has been locked up for life for her husband's murder.
The self-published romance novelist Nancy Crampton Brophy, sentenced Monday in Oregon for the murder of 63-year-old Dan Brophy, who was shot inside the Culinary Institute where he worked in 2018. Mrs. Brophy had written an essay years earlier called How to Murder Your Husband, but that wasn't allowed as evidence at trial. Prosecutors say the couple had financial trouble and life insurance was the motive. The defense disputed that and argued the evidence was circumstantial. They also said Mrs. Brophy's research of ghost guns was to prepare for a future novel. Her sentence includes the possibility of parole after 25 years in prison, but Brophy is 71 now. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.